It's time for the Giz Whiz with Mads Madestrider, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 2061, recorded Thursday, October 9th, 2025. String along. On this episode of the Giz Whiz, Diggy D has a brand new anchor hub. Super excited about that. Plus, I take over an extra gadget. And we have a new thing from ZipString. All next on the Giz Whiz.
It's the Singdom Show with Diggy D and OMG chat on your PC. It's time for the Giz Whiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease.
Under pathology,
rows and rows of USBs, glowing blue LEDs. Get ready for the Giz Whiz now.
Now! And here he is, the showgirl of gadgets, Dick D. Bartolo. How you doing, Dickie D?
I'm doing good, sir. And you?
Doing good, doing good. I say showgirl because The Life of a Showgirl by Taylor Swift is now released. Remember last week I was so excited.
Oh, did you go see the movie?
I did. I saw the movie. It was fantastic. So the movie is just the music video and then a lot of behind the scenes on how they shot the music video, and then they wrap it up with another showing of the music video, so you get to see that twice. And then you also get all the tracks and all the lyrical videos. Those, the album came out on Friday, but those videos came out on Sunday, but you could go into the theaters from Friday to Sunday and see them early. So I got a chance to do that and see all the behind the scenes stuff, which was really fun.
So you were part of the, I believe, the 3 days brought in $33 million.
Something like that. Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. And then I remember how I was talking about how the albums that I bought were the signed versions. So now I have
yes.
my signed CDs. And what's really cool is that each one has a different photo inside of it. So I have...
I thought you were going to say each one has her name signed differently. Then I would be worried.
A tad differently, but not... they're all Taylor. They're all Taylor for sure. Yeah, there's not okay. John or like... yeah. Sergio, huh? Sergio signed my... what is that all about? But yeah, so I got all my albums.
Oh my God.
I've been enjoying it a lot. So that's kind of the biggest host chat news from me is the album came out and I've been enjoying it an awful lot.
Excellent. Excellent.
So what have you been up to?
Boy, let's see, we're going to go see a new exhibit at the Natural History Museum, and it turned out that it was about jazz in Harlem. We got there, and the man said, that exhibit opens tomorrow, so...
Anyway. Oh no! Well,
that's okay. I think it was one of the local columns who said it was... opening today.
And they misprinted it? Oh my God.
Well, you know, it was not an official announcement from it was New York Historical who dropped it. It used to be New York Historical Society, but they dropped Society. So now it's just New York Historical.
Well, that's hysterical. You showed
but
up.
But that's okay.
Now, I did see something maybe a little worse on TikTok that made me absolutely die laughing is I saw someone show up to a concert. I believe that the concert was on like October 7th, something like that. And they showed up all excited for the concert, and then they realized that it was October 7th, 2026. The concert, they showed up a year early. Instead of just a day early, which is also pretty funny. Well, fantastic. Shall we jump into some gadgets?
Yeah, yes. Let's watch gadget number one, and you'll learn why I am actually using it right now.
Ooh.
Between Chad and I, when we're recording the Giz Whiz, I get some breakup in the conversation, and sometimes the video freezes, but it looks like it's not happening for the people in the chat room. They seem to be getting a steady picture and audio. So Chad thought maybe it is the internet adapter, okay? I have Fios now, and I had been using this, connecting Fios here. And when I was using this, we would find that suddenly I would freeze for a second and then unfreeze, freeze for a second. And we thought, let's eliminate this. It's from OWC, but it's very old, like 10 years old. And go use Fios wirelessly. And that cleaned up the freeze frame problem. But between Chad and I still had some problems with audio clicking in and out. And Chad said, well, you know what? Why don't you buy a new internet adapter, an Ethernet adapter, okay? And he said, get something from Anker.
Yeah, so I thought, trustworthy.
Oh, okay, I love Anker stuff. And since my laptop has so few ports, I thought I would buy a 6-in-1 hub. It came today, $40 from Anker. And we will see. So OWC makes great stuff. But as I said, I think this is about 10 years old. All right, so maybe... Welcome guide. Wow, this is kind of nice.
Wow. It is. I like the form factor. Thin.
The form factor is great, and I like it to give you a little more cable than you usually get.
Yeah.
And a very flexible cable.
Ethernet there. And HDMI out. I need that because I run a second monitor. And you can put power through this. So the power brick from the computer can go into this.
And you can charge your computer while.
Everything will be powered.
It's awesome.
Yes.
Some more.
Everything.
USB-A on the side. So I have 1, 2, 3. I have 4 ports, HDMI and Ethernet. And it'll all go into one USB-C. And it was $39. Oh, it did very well in the ratings. 32,056
people,
4.6 stars. And I think down at the bottom, customers usually keep this item. I don't know if you'd noticed that.
That's a pretty good recommendation.
It's a great thing. Yeah.
Item. It's helped me not buy something. It says this is a frequently returned item. So if I have any doubt, I figure I don't want to be another one to return it. I just won't buy it. Okay, so we're going to hook this up. And then during the show, I'll be using it. And if it breaks up live on air, I'll say, Chad, it's not working.
Bad review.
Chad, it is working.
It is.
It is working.
Yeah,
yes, it's hooked up. It's running its monitor. My laptop is being powered through it. So it looks good so far.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. Yeah. That's exactly, I think we just needed an updated, and I agree, Otherworld Computing is...
They make great stuff.
They make great stuff, amazing stuff. But yeah, I think that time caught up with that.
It's possible that this thing is, it's possible this is 10 or 15 years old.
Yeah.
And it just needed newer stuff inside.
Yeah, so, yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
So far, this is working good.
So, yeah, I agree. You've been solid, and then the added benefit of the power delivery. I think they call it power direct or something. They have a fancy name for it.
It's PD, whatever it is.
Yeah, it is awesome when I'm plugging in a ton of peripherals. I have a MacBook Air as my default, and that only has. For a while, I had the MacBook. That only had one port, one USB-C port. The MacBook Air, I think, has two, only on the side. You fill up those ports, and being able to plug it in and have power gives you pure confidence. It's like, oh,
yeah.
Thankfully, I can use this hub, and as long as it's plugged in, we'll all be good. That's great. And then I noticed that the Ethernet goes up to a gigabit, which is fantastic.
Yeah. That's, yeah.
Which is great.
Even though I have 2 gigabytes, my computer can't handle it. So 1 gig is just fine.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Seems fantastic. I agree. I think that's going to be a great option for you. And so good far,
addition. Yeah.
Solid
so far,
connection.
Perfect.
So far. Yep. So far, so good. Perfect. Wonderful. Well, I decided to take over an extra. Last week, I said that I would be doing Halloween gadgets. And that didn't quite go as according to plan as I was hoping for, but I kind of explained it in the video.
Because so. Chad was thinking Halloween 2026.
Exactly. Exactly.
And I said, Chad, I meant 2025.
Honestly, I will be completely real. Today has just been the most hectic day. I had planned to stop at Petco, and right next door is the Spirit of Halloween. Walked into Petco, got my business done, and then just left. And I just completely forgot to stop by and get the gadget I was planning on getting.
Three more weeks. So
it's completely my bad. So anyway, that's what happened. Here is the backup Chad Extra instead. Okay, so here we are with a Chad Extra. The theme was supposed to be Halloween, but I forgot to get a Halloween gadget. Spooky. Ooh. So this is a gadget that I've had around kind of as a backup, but I think it's really fun. So imagine you're throwing a party and you want it to be as fancy as possible. So you want to avoid any potential mistakes or issues. Introducing the 20-piece felt wine dripping ring, wine drip collar / holder, disposable flower shape, no spill wine bottle, drip stopper, wine drip stop ring, guard leak stopper, accessory gadget for bar kitchen party. It's quite a mouthful. Here they are. So the idea is that these felt rings will be able to kind of soak up any wine that may kind of spill over from the bottle. So as you're trying to like kind of pour a bottle, of the marketing, except for like this last one, which seems to have some type of like, I don't know, some pour device added to it. And it doesn't even have the actual gadget isn't even on this photo. I don't even understand. And all the other photos have the cap still on it. It never even shows what it would be useful for. Anyway, that was just absolutely ridiculous. So I didn't have a proper bottle of wine today, but I do have this big old bottle of sake. So we're going to use that. Whoops. And we're going to take the felt tip and just kind of rest it right there on top. And the idea is that you could do this with any type of a wine bottle and that this will soak up the drips. So let's try this. I'm going to try to pour sloppily here. Oh my God. Holy moly. Probably shouldn't do that over the keyboard, but there we go. I guess that this is kind of clear because it's sake. So, but, a drip. And it drips no further. Fantastic.
Oh, okay.
Let's pull this off and actually see. Oh, wow. Well, I can't tell. I guess there's a tiny amount of moisture inside of there. But yeah, that worked pretty great. I didn't have... Uh-oh, I took it off and now we have a drip. Can I use this to soak it up? There we go. Okay. No more drips. So that's the idea behind this. I wanted to see what it... It doesn't seem like it shifts too much, which is fantastic. I guess I can imagine if you're at the bottom of the bottle and you pour it completely upside down, maybe it might fall into your glass. Keep that in mind. But other than that, see if I can get another kind of drippy drip here going.
That looked good.
There we go. That was from earlier. That doesn't seem like it's dripping any further down than what it was. It works. They're not too expensive, only coming in at $7. You do get 20 of them.
Oh my gosh.
So you can keep a few around for a few extra parties in the future. That comes out to only about 33 cents for one of the stoppers. And there you go. I'm not going to say it all again, but you got the felt wine drip rings from Amazon.
I like it. Pretty neat.
Yeah. So if you're throwing a party and you, a wine party, you know, and you know there's going to be a lot of wine around, This is a pretty fun little gadget, a cheap and inexpensive gadget to check out. Here they are on Amazon, that same page that we were looking at earlier. I guess you could search for the brand name Puttiner if you wanted to find the exact one that I covered. But there's you know, a few others and a few different sizes.
Yeah.
Metal rings and things like that. I liked these because, you know, they did seem more disposable. I couldn't imagine getting a metal version of it. And
yeah.
Like, oh, this is soaked with wine on the inside. Fun. So these you can just toss once you feel like they get a little bit over-soaked. So there you go. The first of my extras. We'll be back with some more Halloween gadgets in the future. But there you go. Why don't you take it away for the third gadget in our...
Okay. Gadget number three is from a company we know, but you don't know about this particular new gadget.
You may remember ZipString. We showed it at Toy Fair. And then we had ZipString Luma. Okay. So the PR people over there said, Dick, since you like ZipString, we now have something brand new coming out called ZipString Arachna.
Whoa.
And we'll send you a
spider, right?
That makes me think of a spider, yeah.
It's already on Kickstarter, but I believe it's going to be on Amazon and places sometime this month. Holy cow. What?
Whoa, I'm spying.
Yeah, I know. Now you know why they thought a spider web.
Yeah.
Scan to learn tricks.
I see at least four different strings. Oh, five. That's
those
really
in
cool.
The dock. Unstring Arachna.
You know, I actually think I saw this on TikTok.
Oh, may have.
Yeah, I think I saw someone quickly showing this off. I didn't realize that it was...
This is like a whole thing.
ZipString.
Yeah, USB-C charging.
I believe there were only four strings.
Yeah, it looks like you got a marketing one that got used before.
Well, they also said, oh, we can send you a tutorial, but why would we want that?
Yeah, okay. That's not the GizWiz way.
We try not to.
No.
I remember when, I forgot what gadget it was, and the guy said, we'll send it to you, and then we'll put you on a Zoom call with one of the engineers to show you how to work it. And I'm thinking, I said, you know, when someone buys it, they take it out of the box and they try it, and they don't have access to an engineer. So if this is... First of all, you know me in games. I'm not swift about it. But, oh, look at, okay, we don't need that, no stinking book. Hook the loop around the floss assist hook. Keep both ends taut. I already. Okay. So I think we have it kind of like that. All right.
I spared you working with that Velcro.
Let me just try it. Don't use it straight up. Use it at an angle.
Wow.
Oh, we're doing something here.
Yeah. Look at that, Diggy D.
It actually is quite amazing because it goes back
it
in.
It sucks right back in.
And one, let's put some lights down.
So to me, the Arachna, it looks like what Spider-Man would do.
Yes, yes, exactly. The motor, it's 35 miles an hour, and the motor instantly reverses when you let go of the switch.
Oh, looks like it got a little tangled.
Yeah, every once in a while.
Now you're supposed to be able to do things here. I don't think I have the lift string thing. All right, so you know what we're going to do? I'm doing something, all right?
I like it. I think it's cool.
Yeah, it's pretty.
I do not have one of the illuminated screens in this, so we're going to watch the video.
Well, so you have to be in total darkness for it to work correctly.
And when you let it go, let me do it. I'm going to turn around and face it. Okay, it came back. Can you see that?
It's kind of amazing.
It launches the string.
You're really maximizing your New York apartment here. Wow.
All right, launches. And then comes back. We're going to watch their video because it looks kind of amazing that it does what it does.
3, 2, 1. Now you have an entire glowing string, floating string in the air.
This is one of the inventors.
And when it retracts, it continues to glow inside. Check this out. Is that crazy? That is very crazy. I agree.
Yeah. Yeah.
That looks
really it's still on
cool.
Kickstarter. It's supposed to, the press release said in October it'll be on Amazon, but I don't see it there yet, but it is on Kickstarter. Oh, you know what? You could run through a little bit of their video because they do show.
Now introducing the new toy of the future.
See, your kid's supposed to be able to like pull things.
Yeah.
It's just astounding.
That is really cool.
Reloading string launching web shooter. Like ZipString, it shoots a loop of string at high speeds, defying gravity. But when the button is released, the string instantly retracts back into its container. It's the most seamless web shooting experience ever made. The idea came at a toy fair.
Yeah,
when
it's pretty
was
neat.
On your wrist
and
like a web shooter.
Innovation.
Innovation. Yeah. That's really cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool. I remember seeing this and thinking, wow, that is like the people who do like Spider-Man costumes are going to love this gadget.
Oh, this will be, amazing. That'll
just do that, and then suck it back in, you know, that sort of stuff. And
that'll be great.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you just, really cool. You won't even see it because it's in the palm of your hand.
Totally.
That is a great,
Totally.
That'll be great for
Uncle Lala's asking how much it is. So it looks like the Kickstarter price is $40, which is about 30% off. Says the original bundle MSRP would be $55. For all five strings and the launcher. There you go. This one has two.
Well, they raised $718,000.
Yeah. Already 10,000 backers. Yeah. Pretty cool stuff, though. It makes sense because that looks like knowing ZipString is a real product already, and that.
Yes.
I don't know anybody else who's doing it. It's a very unique product. A very unique product. Pretty cool. Pretty cool stuff.
It's good.
Awesome. Well, those are some good gadgets. I think it's time to get a little bit crappy.
You don't need it, but you might want it at Chad's Crappy Corner. Get it.
Okie dokie. We are back at it with an automobile gadget. You've seen these before, even if you haven't had a car.
Oh, yeah.
You haven't had a car. Okay, well, this is a different take on one of these, and I recorded a video about it, so let's take a look.
Okay, so we are back at it with another automobile gadget, and this gadget is something that most people have, but can be made a lot better. It is a sunshade. Being here in Florida, it gets very, very sunny, and when you leave your car out in the sun, you would like to come back to a slightly cooler car, so enter in a typical sunshade. These are typically one size fits most design, but this one and a few other parts I'm about to show you is actually made to specifically fit my car. So I am in a Tesla Model 3, and so this window shade here is made to perfectly fit inside of this big front windshield, but it doesn't stop there because this is actually a seven piece set, which includes shades for even
the
driver's side window here, the passenger side window, and even some in the back. And as you can see with this, it's perfectly fit to the exact size of my window here. Now you might be thinking, well, that's a very, very specific gadget. And the reason that I'm highlighting it is because this is available not just for my car, but for many, many other different models of cars. It may not be this specific brand, but specifically made sunshades, and especially for all these windows, do exist for a lot of cars. So let me move to the back and add the rest, and you can just see how dark it gets in here. Okay, so now we're in the back of the car. I have this one last shade to pop in, see if it fits in nicely. And now all of them are in. So the front windshield, windows, and then these back windows as well. And it cuts down a ton of light. This kit also includes little shades for these little pocket windows. And they're so perfectly sized that they're actually kind of a pain to get out. I put them in and then left them in there because I actually can't get them out. So there's two extra pieces. And then it also comes with a carrying bag. Oops. With a carrying bag as well. So that is this sunshade window blocking technology here in Florida. And we can head back into the studio and see a few other models that are available online.
Okie dokie. So let me
show you. You don't need them for the roof?
So yeah, there are options for roofs. The roof on the Tesla Model 3 has like this really heavy duty UV blocking. The roof I have found that the roof is blocked enough that I don't ever find like, wow, I wish that, you know, there's too much sun coming through the window at the top. It's tinted enough and there's enough blocking there that I haven't ever had that issue. But that piece is sold. That was definitely, you know, you can buy those absolutely. So here's the one that I ended up getting for my car, this one specifically, and you can see those tiny little pieces and things like that. But you know, sunshade set, if you just type in, you know, kind of anything. I could say Nissan Rogue. Let's choose a year. Okay. 2013 Nissan Rogue sunshade set. You know, you'll be able to get something like that for your car. So just to let people know, like, this is an option for you if you want a customized window set, which I found so much more useful. Because normally you have like a horrible little accordion thing. You kind of try to put it in there. It only covers the main window. I didn't like it nearly as much. And the Tesla has also the feature where you can turn on the AC ahead of getting to the car. So with the sunshades and being able to turn on the AC like 5 minutes before you get to the car, I basically get back to a fully conditioned car without it feeling like I'm stepping into an oven and about to, you know, leave where I'm leaving. I love this whenever I go to the Disney parks and park in their parking lot, is you pop this into all the windows and then your car won't be nearly as hot when you get back to it. So the brand of the one that I bought is this Supertar?
Looks like Spurtar.
Spurtar, there you go. Their store sells all sorts of really random stuff. But a few, I've seen a few, like, I'm just going to just randomly click on this one. I have never seen this. But a few of the stores do focus on, you know, this type of stuff for a lot of different, makes and models of car. This is just like a random one, that I clicked on, but there's a lot. There, this is one of those where there's just a lot of brands out there, and especially depending on the car manufacturer.
Fascinating.
There might be like one brand that goes really hard on Fords, you know, or something like that, like a specific car brand. But do your research, and you know, I found one that has been working great for me. I'll tell y'all, I've used this. This is an old gadget for me. I've probably had this gadget for about a year, and used it and really, really enjoyed it. So there you go. With that, let's move into Nick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Nick's Gadget Warehouse.
Okay, our video is a little different. It's not a product. It's a thing you can pay to learn. And even though the video is 30 years old,
whoa,
they are still doing it. And when I mention it, I'll give you a little backstory. And Chad said, oh my God, I got to see this. Okay. We had a local PBS station in New Jersey called NJN, and they did a series called Discover New Jersey, where they would every week, or I'm not sure week, maybe I was on monthly, I would discuss a new place you might enjoy seeing or visiting in New Jersey. And my producer called and said, hey, you know, I just got a call from the Monster Factory. And they said, would you like to film something here? And I thought I'd call you. I said, yeah. Do you know what they do?
The Monster Factory.
Said, the Monster Factory. Yeah. I said, well, whatever it is, probably costumes and stuff.
I'm thinking props. I'm thinking some type of, I'm thinking masks. I'm thinking some makeup. That's what I'm thinking.
It was a tiny bit different. And then out of the blue, Mo sent me an email and he said, I have digitized hundreds of your spots. But he said, I think this is my favorite or one of my favorites. And here it is.
And when you meant Monster Factory, it was Monster Wrestling.
Yes.
Mr. Wrestling Ball Spot.
Ever watch that on television and say, I wish I could do that? Well, I'm going to learn how to do that.
Are you nervous? Wait a second. Are you nervous right now? You show up and...
I thought we had to go back a second time because I had to get an identity. I think I told you, I was a little nervous when the guy I was practicing with said, should I bleed? And I said, what?
Oh, my gosh.
He said, when you throw me on the mat, I can bleed. And I said, you have a little capsule? And he said, don't you know how? He said, no, you have a razor blade in between your fingers. And when you hit me, I just go like this. And my forehead bleeds. No.
I don't want you to scar your face permanently for this TV spot.
It heals up so fast. Anyway.
Okay, sorry. Get back to it. Sorry to cut you off.
That's okay.
My personal trainer, Pretty Boy Larry Sharp. How you
Good
doing?
Afternoon.
Can I call you Pretty Boy?
You certainly can.
Can I call you Pretty?
What can I call you?
You can call me. Well, I don't have an identity yet. Okay?
Well, we're going to call you a wrestler by the time the night's over. How's that?
I have no training.
You don't need any. That's why you're here.
Okay.
Here is the Monster Factory, a pro wrestling school located in Clemington. It's no struggle to get here. Just take the New Jersey Turnpike to Route 30 East.
We're going to have my trainer, the Spider, come out here. I'm going to explain to you
have anybody smaller?
What he's going to do. Just you.
Fortunately for me, there was someone smaller, Nicole, a hairdresser who was also stepping into the ring for the very first time.
The most important thing that you have to remember to keep from banging the back of your head, you always have to keep your chin to your chest.
Okay?
Then he'll cross his arms over his chest, he'll push his pelvis to the ceiling, and go straight to his back. That's all he has to do. Okay. I would take my arm here and break this arm, push it up to her ear.
Taxi!
Okay. Under.
Hook.
Behind.
Lock your arm. Now you really got me. You really got me caught.
Oh, my God.
I can't believe people pay Larry for this.
Under my command.
You're
under my command.
Well, I started it for guys like you that want to become Hulk Hogan. All you got to do is come in, give me your $3,000, and the next thing you'll know, you'll probably be at the WWF in front of hundreds of thousands of people.
No, this isn't the WWF. It's a competition you can see once a month at the Monster Factory. At these events, the pros come back to sharpen their skills, and Larry's students have their first taste of a real match. This is also the place where identities are created and superstars are born.
Well, guys like King Kong Bundy and Bam Bam Bigelow and Papa Shango and Tatanga all started right here at the Monster Factory.
But me, Larry, what's my identity?
A guy like you is as simple as 1, 2, 3.
It's happened. I've been monsterized. You're looking at Debonair Dick Dangerous. Where's Spider, that wimp? Spider! Spider!
Oh, my God.
Quite frankly, I expected to be nervous, but I was in too much pain.
Okay, I'm ready.
Come here, you little weasel. You don't scare me. You don't scare me much. Just occasionally.
Oh, my God, Diggy D, this is great.
Is he behind me? Is he still there? You tire them out. You tire them out.
You always hurt the one you love. The one you hurt at all.
Oh my God, the camera work is amazing.
Get me down in New York, I gotta catch a plane.
And run it till the pedals fall.
Come on, Spider. Come on, buddy. Let me see what you got, Spider. A little too fast for you, Spider. Who's the next victim?
Debonair Dick Dangerous? I think he's ready to break into the big time.
Well, why not? It looks like he broke everything else.
That was pretty fun. I normally don't like my stuff, but I thought that was pretty good.
That was amazing. That was amazing. It was a full skit with camera.
It really was.
And
the camera guy with the guy from NJN. Let's run around and I'll do it from my view. He was great.
Oh my gosh. That is amazing. Debonair Dick Dickie
Dangerous.
Dick Dangerous. Yes. Oh my gosh. That is so funny. Wow.
Wow. It seems like their website is 404, but they have a very active Facebook page.
Wow.
So they're still around. My God, back then, as you heard him say, he said, you come in, you pay your $3,000, and you leave a wrestler.
Yes.
But that was like 30 years ago.
That was some serious money in the 80s.
Yes.
Yeah. The thing is I kind of believe him, is that it sounds like he had the connections. If you showed up.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Gave him your money and then stayed there and kept performing. Sounds like you had a shot. That's crazy. I do know of a few friends who are really into the amateur pro wrestling, you know, the amateur, wrestling scene, but not actually wrestling.
Not the professional kind of thing that
I don't know how you describe that entertainment wrestling,
There you go.
And yeah, they would go to, you know, local places similar to the Monster Factory that were, you know, in Austin, Texas, or Dallas, Texas, that did similar stuff. You know, you get in there, you train a little bit, and then you throw a small event for the local people, and they all enjoy it. I think this is awesome. I mean, what a fantastic hobby is getting in there, and I think it's really cool. Maybe not the whole, like, cutting yourself to...
No.
That's no, so no. metal. That's crazy. But that's really, really cool. What a fun look back. The Monster
Factor. That was great. Yeah, that was great fun.
That's great. Awesome. And also, thanks to Mo for digitizing all your
Yes,
old
that was
stuff.
Great. That was great, especially that. I found it on an old VHS, and I said, Mo, this is one thing. Please digitize this, because I'd love to. I've not seen it in all those years. So it's fun to see.
Spaceman, it looks like Spaceman did a quick search and said that 3,000 in 1980 is $11,700-ish in today's value.
Oh, my God.
I kind of believe it. Oh, I almost said that seems like around 10K is what my gut was telling me. Is like, yeah, it's about dropping $10,000 nowadays was my thought. So, yeah, absolutely. Crazy. Yeah. With that.
Yeah, so we have a lot more of these videos. Steven Toronto said, I love these old videos. So there'll be more during the coming months.
Perfect. Perfect. I can't wait. I'm really looking forward to them because... you got a really cool opportunity all those years ago to go around and
yeah,
and
that was
so
great
neat.
Fun. Yeah,
it's so cool.
Yeah.
With that, let's go to the letter. Now.
Oh, you know, did you get the email with the photos?
I did.
Oh, you did? Oh, okay, great. Okay, so it's an email from Andy Egizzi, which is great. It's E-G-I-Z-I, Egizzi, I guess it is. We're traveling down I-55, glance at the GPS, and there was a marker for the American Giants Museum. I'm not sure if you've seen any of these in New York City, but in our town of Springfield, Illinois, we have the Lauderback Man. You know, I guess you can run through.
Yeah,
further.
Look at this.
Yeah, okay. So the Lauderback guy is the lumberjack. Anyway, he said, look at who it is.
That's
ladies
Alfred.
And gentlemen, Alfred E. Newman.
Oh
okay,
gosh.
With the missing tooth. And he said, for some reason, inside, Alfred's head is hanging from the ceiling over the guest book.
Whoa.
I know. But they are enormous.
Oh my gosh,
the head
yeah.
of one of them. They are...
Indian brave giant head.
That's the head.
Wow.
That's the foot of one of these things.
That's a crazy looking stiletto shoe. That is absolutely.
Yes.
Miss
Universe. Oh, okay. Oh, so they're also, a lot of these are advertising figures. The big boy, I guess that's big enough to be on one of their stores. This is, I guess, more about making these statues.
That is so
and then there's
cool.
One of,
oh, yeah, the fate of big friends. What happens to them when you're done with them?
Oh, that's, yes. Well, I guess that's why this guy started the museum.
Yeah.
Of the giant museum. And this axe is from a giant. The axe is 11 feet tall.
Man. I'm sure that it's mentioned in the... exhibit, but what? I wonder what these are made out of. Are these all fiberglass?
Oh, that's
in. Yeah,
I don't know.
Wow, yeah, that's really detailed.
Yes. When you go one more, I think it is where you see the I don't know what this. Oh, Bunyan, the Bunyan. Look at the guy next to the gas station.
Oh my!
He
gosh.
Is huge.
I mean, that's like two stories tall. Oh my gosh. Is that a pie? Oh my, she's a massive pie.
I think it is a pie.
She's looking for a massive clown statue to pie him in the face.
Oh, it could be. could
and
be.
And that's the last image. Wow.
Okay. And then I sent you a link to one other because he said, I didn't want to leave Chad out. So I have a Disney connection here.
Ooh.
Springfield, I don't know if you know this, Springfield is home to the Cozy Dog, which claims to be the original corn dog.
Oh.
Based on, I asked AI, what is the connection between Cozy Dog and Disney? And AI said, based on results from Reddit and other websites, Cozy Dog has a direct connection to Disney and Pixar's car franchise. The Cozy Cone Motel, featured in their movies, and are in the theme area in Disney, California,
yes,
was inspired by the real-life Cozy Dog Drive-In.
Oh, my gosh.
Which is in Springfield. And Andy ends by saying, Dick, my wife Mary and I look forward to every episode. If you can find time, I have an idea for a gadget warehouse. Andy, whatever it is, whatever your gadget is, make the video.
Yeah. So that is so funny. So that's the Cozy Dog. And then the Cozy...
And did you know about the motel thing being,
yes,
cozy?
Yeah. So this is in the movie, they have the Cozy Cone. They don't cover it a ton. It's not really a big factor in the movie. It's just kind of there, and they kind of stop by kind of quickly.
Oh, okay.
But
and it's evidently in Disney LA, not in,
exactly,
where you are.
Yeah, Disneyland has this whole area, and each cone has a different store inside of it. So one sells ice cream. One, I think, sells macaroni and cheese. And so you get like a breaded cone, and then it has macaroni inside of it. So it's kind of like a whole thing.
Wait a minute. There's merchandising in Disneyland?
You would think that this might be a business opportunity for them to merchandise a little bit in the... Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yes, every cone.
There was a satirical show once, and one of the songs was Hooray For... And it was Hooray For people for very strange things. And one chorus was Hooray For Walt Disney and his never ending fight against commercialism. That was one of the funniest hookups I had ever. Endless fight against commercialism.
I don't think there might. Yeah, exactly. He might be like the quintessential capitalist. Like,
absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes, exactly. There, recently in the news, they just increased prices on ticketing. So
how much is it now?
I don't have it right off the top of my head. The headline that I remember seeing was, if you wanted to basically buy tickets for a family of five for just a single day at Disney, that it would cost around $1,000. So, wow. You know, just for a single day at Disney for a family of five. Now, the price gets a tad better when you add multiple days and there's some discounts
in
there.
But the point
still is the same, is that the prices have increased again.
Floridians, you get a yearly pass for...
So there is what do they call it? Florida resident program. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So yeah, you can get a discounted pass. And then recently that used to be a thing where you would have to buy it all at once, where you would just pay the, $1,000 and then that was your pass. They've recently, maybe in the past year, offered the option where you can do it monthly. And so you pay, originally it was a down payment and then you start doing monthly, and recently they've even reduced the down payment. So there have all sorts of options now for passes and things like that. They're trying all sorts of strategies to get people into the park, sell more tickets, and keep driving the price up. It's never ending.
Never ending. Andy, thank you for that.
Thank you, Andy, for the cozy dog and all of the photos from the
big people,
the Giants Museum. Very, very cool. Thank you also to our patrons over at patreon.com/gizwiz. You guys support us every single episode. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for your support and for supporting our show. Can't thank you enough. We really appreciate the support. If you like the Gizwiz, please consider giving back. Patreon.com/gizwiz is our Patreon page. There you can support us every single episode. Or you can head on over to our website, gizwiz.tv, and there you can find the link to Patreon, or you can also find a link to PayPal if you want to give via PayPal. Some people like giving that way instead of a recurring payment. The link is right there on our website. Thank you, thank you, thank you to all of those who support our show. It really means a lot to us, so thank you again. Speaking of the show, I guess. You can watch the show live just about every Thursday, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern Time. When we're live, our website will update with the live stream, so head on over to gizwiz.tv. That's our website where we have the show, and you can check the live stream out there. And make sure, while we're live, you join the chat room and chat along with every single person in the chat room, because that is our community of folks, so please check it out. And if you need a past episode, it's there on our website or on our YouTube page, youtube.com/thegizwiz, and also on Apple Podcasts or all over the internet. Head on over to gizwiz.biz, that's Dickie D's website, where he writes articles about every gadget that we cover on the show. So if you ever need a link or a reminder of any of the gadgets that we cover on the show, head on over to gizwiz.biz. That is where you can find the master list of all of the gadgets. And while you're there, play What the Heck Is It? This is an entire gadget, not just a piece or a part of a gadget. And you gotta guess what it is. And this is obvious to me, obvious to me. You know, there's always that trend of buying a McDonald's Big Mac and setting it in a jar and seeing how long it takes to grow mold on it. Well, this gadget is specifically made for that. So you just buy your Big Mac, set this on top of it. It keeps it sealed away from all the air, and you can see how long your Big Mac goes without mold. If you think you know what this is, get a guess in at gizwiz.biz. 6 Mad Magazines for correct answers, 12 Mad Magazines for funny, clever, or hilarious answers. If you do the math, that's 18 Mad Magazines up for grabs. So get a guess in over at gizwiz.biz. That about wraps it up for our show. We'll see you next week.
I'll be here.